Ruran Samach Aleph Omer Aleph, the bottom of the Omer. Ad HaPesach Osur. The Mishnah says that if you said Ad Lifnei HaPesach or Ad Pnei HaPesach, Ad Lifnei HaPesach, Reb Meir says that it's Osur only, you're Osur only till Pesach comes, and Reb Yossi says you're Osur till Pesach leaves. Because you could learn Ad Lifnei can mean till the second before the end or the second before the beginning, before something. Gemara says Lameimer the Meir Sover Loma Ayil Inish Nafshe L'Sveika. The reason Meir says that you're only Osur till Pesach starts, because that's for sure that Ad Lifnei, right, in its clear meaning is before Pesach starts. But if you're saying that it's Ad Lifnei at any time after that, so it could be Ad Lifnei this minute or the next minute or the next minute. So it's always suffix. So then you have to, what's it called, wait till the end of the last minute before the end to be sure that you cover all bases. So Meir holds Lo Ma'ayil Inish D'Nafshe L'Sveika. Person doesn't say things that put him into a situation of doubt. And therefore, what is sure is that Ad Lifnei means before Pesach starts. Right? But, Reb Yossi Sovar, Reb Yossi holds no. Person does say things that put him into a doubtful situation, and therefore, he included the whole Pesach, because every second could be the Ad Lifnei, the next second. And therefore, you have to wait till the end of Pesach to be out of the suffix completely. But Reb Meir holds that a person doesn't put himself into a suffix to begin with, and therefore Ad Lifnei means what it surely means before the last minute before Pesach. And Reb Yossi holds that a person does put himself into that suffix, and therefore you have to include everything till the last moment of Pesach. Versus Veramini, it's not true. Mishiyesh lo shtei kitei bonos, person has two pairs of daughters, mishtei noshim, from two different wives. So he has two older daughters and two younger daughters. Okay. The omar kidashti es biti hagdola, the eni odea im gedola shebigdolos, im gedola shebigtanos, im ktana shebigdolo, shehi gedola min hagdola, hagdola shebigtanos. Kulanasu. Person said, I married my daughter off to somebody. I don't remember which one. But I know my daughter had Gedola. So now Gedola could mean the oldest daughter. It could mean the younger of the older daughters, but she's also called the older daughter compared to the two younger ones. Or it could mean the older of the two youngers. The only one it can't mean is the youngest of the younger set. That she can't be called Hagdola. So all of them are Osir, right? Except Divra Meir. Chutz min Aktanos Shebiktanos. The only one that's excluded, who couldn't possibly be the one, is the youngest of the younger set. Yossi Omer, Kulan Mutaros, the Romotor, Chutz min Hagdola Shebikdolos. Because when he said Gedola, he probably meant the one that's for sure Gedola, not the one that has Sfeikus, which is the oldest of the older set. So what do we see over here? That the opposite is true. That Reb Yossi holds that a person doesn't put himself into a suffix situation. And when he said Gedola, he meant the for sure Gedola, the oldest of the older group. And Reb Meir says, no, a person says something, he could go into the suffix also. And the Sveikas include all the other daughters who are not the youngest of the youngest. Omri b'chanina b'ravdimi, Omar Rav, Mukhlefes Ashit. Einachanam, you have to change around. In our Mishnah, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Reb Meir is the one who says that, what's it called, that Ma'ayil Adam Inis L'Sveika, and therefore he holds that it's Osir till Pesach is over. And Reb Yossi is the one who holds Lo Ma'ayil Inis Nafshe L'Sveika, and he would hold that it's the Isser is over when Pesach starts. The Hatanya, and we have a Braisa that says like that, that the opposite. Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shezmano Kavua. Ba'omer ad lifnei, Reb Meir omer ad sheyetze. Reb Meir is the one who says that you have to wait till the end of Pesach. Reb Yossi omer ad sheyagiyah, and Reb Yossi is the one who says that it's only osur till Pesach comes. Okay, ad sheyagiyah. You have to say the sort of the Mishnah. Omar konim yain she'eni toim ad ha-Pesach. This is the Rashi in the Mishnah.
Yeah, where's the Mishnah?
What? It's from before. It's just the our Gemara quotes the Mishnah, so Rashi never said it on the Mishnah, saying over here. Omar konim yain she'eni toim ad ha-Pesach, osur ad she'agiyah le'divri ha-kol. Ad she'he osur, ad she'yetze. The Mashmah, the Omar ad she'yetze, kol ha-Pesach. Ad pnei Pesach, mashma ad shiagia, umashma ad shiyetze. It could mean either way. Ad pnei a Pesach can mean ad Pesach starts or ad Pesach finishes. Ad shiagia, the ksover lo ma'ayel inish nafshi l'sveika. Right? In the Mishnah, a mayor holds that it's till Pesach starts because he holds that a person doesn't put himself and say things that put him into a doubtful situation. The kivan, the ikal esfuke, imashma ad sheyetze o ad sheyagia, vare bet lekas feka here bedaito. The guy intends something that's for sure. So it's for sure osur till Pesach, but after that is a suffix. So he meant to say that which is for sure, not that which is a suffix. Right, b'shasa nera dainu ad sheyagia. Rabbi Yossi omer ad sheyetze. The sovra ma'ayel in ishnafsilis feka. A person does say things that puts him into a doubtful situation. The eagle is fuke shem ad sheyetze komar, and therefore he's also till the end of Pesach. Versus the maimer the remeir kid appreciates, like we said in the Mishnah. Shtei kitei bonus mishtei nashim shenasa zu achar zu. He married two women, one after the other. The chol achas yolda shtei bonus, and each one had two children, and they had them what's it called consecutively. As the first two were born before the second two were born. Kula nasuros chutz divre of meir the kasover of meir ma'ail inish vesveika. The lo is dire ha'orus b'shas kedushin, the lo leisli de kilkel, v'hoil de lo yadin and hay minayu kiddush kulan asuros. Therefore, we're not sure what's it called, which of the daughters he married off. He said one of the, what's it called, the gadol. So gadol can mean, for sure, the oldest of the older, or it possibly could mean any one of the other ones who's not the youngest of the younger. So if you put yourself in a situation where you can include the doubt, it includes all the daughters except the youngest of the youngest. But if you don't put yourself in that situation, probably you meant the oldest of the older. Chutz min aktana shebiktanos, delivery akol les l'shem gedola. She's for sure not called gedola. Rabbi Yossi omer kula mutaros, yiksover lo ma'il inish l'sveika. Here you see Rabbi Yossi holds that you don't put yourself in a doubtful situation. The opposite of what the Mishnah seems to say. Where it says Muchlefes Hashita, Klomer Apich Masnisan. Switch around Rav Meir and Rav Yossi in the Mishnah, the Nedarim. The Emel of Rav Meir Ma'alinish, and say Rav Meir holds that you do put yourself, and it's Osir till the end of Pesach. And Rav Yossi is the one who says it's only Osir till Pesach. For Atanya Benichusa the Muchlefes, and there's a Brisa that Taka says the opposite way from what we have in the Mishnah, which means that you should turn around the Mishnah. Zach Klau Koshes Manu Kavua could go. Okay, we get it yet. Next. Ad ha-kotzer, ad ha-botzer, ad ha-mesik, enu osur el she'agia. Okay, a person said, till the harvest, till the, that's a grain harvest. Botzer is the, what's it called, grape harvest. Masik is the olive harvest. Enu osur el she'agia. It's only osur till they begin the harvest. Zehaklau, koshes manu kavua, something that has a set time. Va'omer ad sheyagia, osur ad sheyagia. And he said, till that set time starts, obviously he's only osur till the set time starts. Omer ad sheyahei, if he said, till it will be, it means it'll be over. Osur ad sheyetze. V'chol she'ein's manu kavua, but something doesn't have a set time. Right? It fluctuates. Sometimes they start now, sometimes they start a little bit later. There are people who start like a harvest or whatever. Right, ein omer ad sheyahei, ein omer ad sheyagia, ein o asur el sheyagia. Something doesn't have a set time, and he says ad sheyahei or ad sheyagia. Both of them mean till it starts. Ad HaKayitz, an example, Ad HaKayitz, right, till they start drying out the figs. Ad Shehei HaKayitz, Ad Sheyaschilu Ha'am LaHachnis B'Kalkolos. Either way, whether he said Ad HaKayitz or Ad Shehei HaKayitz, right, he meant, he doesn't have a set time, sometimes they do it earlier, sometimes a little bit later when they start drying out the figs. So whether he said Ad HaKayitz or Ad Shehei HaKayitz, it means till they start taking out the baskets and drying out the figs. Ad sheyavor hakayitz, but if you said the feirish, till the kayitz is over, ad sheyakpilu hamikzos, until they, according to one pshat, they fold up the knives and finish completely the harvest of the figs and they're completely dried out. Okay, Jirashi. Zeh klal kol shezman kavua kagon regalim, like Pesach, Shavuah, Sukkot, those are kavua. Right? There's a set time when it comes. Ad sheyetzid the kasover ma'alin is not shlus veika masnisim. Omar kolim sheni toim yayin ad habotzer shalanovim. Right, botzer is the grape harvest. Ad hamasik lekita shalzeisim. That's when you harvest the grape olives. Sometimes you do it early, sometimes later. It doesn't have a set time, a set date when they harvest. So then, ad hakayitz, ad shas lekitas te'enim. Kayitz means when they start to gather the figs in order to, what's it called, dry them out. Oshomer ad shi hakayitz, shnei amashma de'enu osur ela ad shi yaschil ha'am lahachnis te'enim b'kalkolos, v'zel b'tchilas hakayitz. Whatever he said, he meant the beginning of that process. Omer ad shi yavor hakayitz, osur ad shi yuchblu ha'mekzos, ad shi machpilim ha'sakinim, shi kotsu bohen ha'te'enim, u'matzniin osom, k'mo b'kaplim ha'sakelim. Right, these have knives that were, they took apart, or they folded up, to store them for the next year. That's when the whole fig harvest and drying out the figs was over. Inyan acher she yikpelu, the bachir has the girsa, she yakpelu at shechozrim at teinim biktzios veosin oson kemo litra ktzios veloshin yakpelu al shemas ni shemaynichin oson zu al zu v'tarvayu yakpilu v'yakpilu shiyavar akayitz mashim esof akayitz. Something like this. Not the knives that you fold up, but you press the figs one on top of the other and you make them into big wheels of figs. So when that's finished, that's the end of the kayitz. Okay, Gemara Tana kalkola shomru when it said kayitz, it's only talking about figs and not about grapes. The grape harvest is later than the fig harvest, so you're not osur till the end of the grape harvest, only till the end of the fig, because kayitz only applies to figs. Tanya hanoder mi peros hakayitz ein osur ela b'te'enim. Person made a neder not to eat peros hakayitz, that only includes figs and not grapes. No, Avonav are also part of Peros HaKayitz. My time with the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama hold there's a difference between figs and grapes? Kesover Tainim Mekatzesom B'Yoda, Anovim Lo Mekatzesom B'Yoda. Right? Figs, you take off the tree by hand. And Anovim, you don't take off the grapes by hand. You cut the clusters, the vines, right? And you take it off by clusters. So therefore, that's not called kayitz. That's a different process. Reb Shim Gamliel Sover Anovim Nomiki Miradadon Mikatzim Biyode. He says, no, there's a time when you take grapes also one by one and pull them off by hand when they're dried out completely. So then you don't harvest them by cutting off the vine, the cluster, but you pull them off the vine, and therefore they're very similar to figs, and therefore they're included in Peiros kayitz. Okay. Ad sheyavor hakayitz, ad sheyichpilu hamikzos. Okay. Tana, ad sheyichpilu rov hamikzos. Doesn't mean all of them, means a majority. Rashi. Even though the grape harvest is immediately after the fig harvest, lo amrinan shezen iskavin lekalkola shel anovim elavade enu osur al ad teinim. So he doesn't include the kayitz of anovim, only the kayitz of teinim. So his nether is over when the harvest of the teinim is over. Anovim bechlal teinim osur ad kalkola shel anovim. And Rav Shem Gamliel holds no, that the anovim are also included in the teinim, and he can't. The nether is osur till the end of the anovim harvest. Anovim lo mekatsu biyad ela besakin. They don't take them off the tree with by hand. The grapes, they take it with a knife, cut the vine, the whole clusters. Velo domu klal teinim. It's not therefore the harvest is nothing like figs, which you don't cut off the tree with a knife, but you pull off the tree with your hand. Hilkal lohavi bechlal teinim. Anovim nomi kimiradidon kishemisbashlin yafu, when they ripen a lot. Yofa yofa shenoshrim anovim in eshkol, and then they fall off the cluster. Mekatsinomi biyode kateinim. Then you take them off the tree, not by cutting the cluster, because there's no more cluster really. Right? Then there's individual grapes. You pull them off the tree. Hilka chavi bechlal teinim. Therefore, it's very similar to teinim, and that's what the person means. Tana hukpulu rov hamikzos osim teinim shenishtayru besodus vilanos. Right. Most of the mikzels, according to the second shot that we had, that's when you make them into cakes of whatever, that means that most of the te'enim were taken off the tree. Not all of them, but when most are taken off the tree, that's the end when it's called the end of the kayats. What? That what?
I mean, what right do you have to walk with somebody's
who said you can take it?
It says so.
That's the next piece.
Oh, I went ahead fast.